Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet, Paul as Shockwave, Scott as Stratus, and me, your GM, Mark. The story so far: our heroes finally face off against the metahuman disguised as Santa. Although they clearly have the upper hand, the villain is able to employ several toy-based gadgets to allow him to flee the scene. We rejoin our intrepid trio as they deal with the fallout.
I think Shockwave should get an inspiration point for that.
A lot.
It was his idea to search for any temple.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Thank you very much. We got one anyway, didn't we? 1 point last time.
If you don't want it, I'll have it.
Cool. So is there anything else any of you wanted to do at the warehouse?
No. I was going to stock up on toys, but if someone were dead...
Yeah, they only found the one bot, and they were very thorough, and they will continue searching, making sure that they've, you know, done a thorough sweep of the place.
I suggest that they search other warehouses as well.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. So, in fact, when you get back to Echo, the thugs in the ludicrous outfits that they've been put into are interrogated. The weapons are confiscated, obviously. And within 24 hours, what was just a regular call at what appeared to be a bit of a hoax call out escalates quite rapidly because of the chemical agents involved. And within those 24 hours, the FBI pretty much take over the whole thing. So there's quite a large FBI presence on the Echo campus quite quickly, which people are a bit uncomfortable about, but all things considered, they have a lot more manpower than Echo does.
It's, you know, risk and danger, and they should...
Yeah, I mean, it's really their jurisdiction. It's really their jurisdiction, but they seem to be working with Echo. You do seem to be a little sort of cold-shouldered out of it, you know, the fact that you've done your bit, you know, it's more the Echo Ops, the investigators, the FBI.
Yeah, I don't see it like that. They're doing all the shoe-schlepping and all the boring work.
Well, exactly.
We get to play more Xbox while we're waiting for some interesting stuff to happen. Or Echo Box, as it would be.
Yeah, so within 24 hours, obviously there's rumours abound, and now you're more in the rank and file population of metahumans. You realise just how much they are like everybody else. So the sort of rumours going around are that, you know, the elves... I keep doing air quotes, and oh, that's no good on audio, is it? The elves have all been thoroughly interviewed, both by the Echo Ops and the FBI guys. They all seem suitably unstable. You know, there's not one of them who doesn't have some sort of mental health issue of one sort or another, or an addiction. They seem a pretty malleable bunch.
Do they have any common anything in common, like a sort of outpatient, you know, a particular centre, or...?
Not as far as the rumours go, at least.
Right. But is that something we could maybe suggest to the ops to follow up? Not that I'm telling them to do their job, but...
So, yes, I mean, it's easy enough to sort of drop that into conversation. The ops are all over the place, you know. It's they eat in the same canteen and all that sort of stuff. Also, within 24 hours, the FBI, supported by just Echo Ops, uncover where they were holed up originally, but when they get there, it's pretty much empty. There's obviously been someone there, but it's been cleared out. They do get some prints, however, from obviously all the elves, and also from... Sorry, I'm just looking for his name.
Saint Nick.
Saint Nick. Sorry, I meant to put this in my notes and I again forgot.
Sandy Claws.
Yeah, we found matching prints on empty plates of mince pies across the globe.
It's a ruined reindeer hoof.
Someone called Rinaldo Moretti, who isn't among the elves, and it's the only set of prints they can't match.
Who's he?
Well, the rumours obviously going that they suspect he is Santa Claus.
Right.
He's the only set of prints they can't match, and as far as you're aware, that's the only person you didn't catch.
What does Echo DB have on Rinaldo Moretti?
So the database, if you go and look him up in the database...
I'll just link straight into it. Take about 4 goes to get it working.
Parents deceased... age 16 was remanded to care of the state after his mother and sister were found brutally murdered in their home. Assailants unknown. The deceased displayed numerous tiny slashes and stab wounds throughout their bodies and bled to death following the attack. Subject to being living in his family's basement with only a large collection of self-made models and puppets to keep him entertained. When asked why he was living in the basement, he responded, "Because Mama told me to." He was then fostered to a family called the Reynolds. He wasn't there very long before their bodies were found.
Oh.
With similar tiny stab wounds. And since then, he sort of disappeared off the radar.
One of those.
He's been off the radar for maybe 5 years or so.
Tiny stab wounds. As though it was puppets or something like that, perchance.
Possibly.
Puppets, toys, toy soldiers. Definitely one for toys. And that's where he was stocking up on more ammo for his horrible toys.
Isn't there blind fighting anywhere?
Yeah, combat sense. This talent gives the character the ability to fight effectively, even while in darkness or blinded.
There's also combat nonsense as well.
You spout shite during combat and put the other person off.
Right, okay.
So that sort of day after goes by with this flurry of activity and these rumours abounding.
So, and there's no recent activity caught for him?
No, there's nothing else on his file. You get a few hits on robberies done by Santas and things like that, you know, people dressed up in that get-up as a disguise, but they're all very... They all look very mundane. There's no sort of strange quirks about them. They're all sleight of hand, or shoplifting, robbery with a weapon, that sort of stuff. Not the sort of strange sort of things you saw this guy throwing around. So during the following day, although they're trying to keep wraps on this because of, you know, the implicated panic of, you know, chemical weapons and all that sort of stuff, terrorism and all that. But the day after that, the mainstream news does hint at, some supervillain who's been encountered dressed as Santa Claus. But that's about it. The rest is just, you know, fluff, filler. They obviously don't have any more than that, but the FBI and Echo as well do, as you suggested, and start searching other large toy outlets. Seem to be doing it very hush-hush, trying not to spread any panic. You know, as you're sat in the canteen, you know, drinking the information, doing the day-to-day stuff, you get a few comical ho-ho-hos and...
we'll kill them.
Yeah, a few people might find, you know, their lunch teleported into their face.
Zap. Ho, 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 motherfucker.
French fry up each nostril. Yeah. Sorry, freedom fry.
So yeah, while you're sat down eating your evening meal, one of the Echo Ops comes up. Oh, I've got this for you, Strauss. Drops an envelope next to your plate on the desk.
I'll look at the handwriting.
Okay, what do you want to... Lean from the handwriting.
Do I recognise it?
Oh, I see what you mean. No, you don't recognise the handwriting, and it's just your name.
Yeah.
Just roll me a perception. You get plus 2 to it as well.
So, my perception is... Yeah, so plus 2, yeah.
Although it's only got your name on the front, it's got an address on the back.
Ah, okay. This address is...
The 12 Days of Christmas, 27 Braves Drive, Forest Park, GA 30297.
Okay. Yeah, I'll open it up. Santa Claus is very sad with naughty boys and girls. He's made himself a little game with impersonators. Come and play the game and have some fun. 12 fake Santas, can you save some? P.S. Just bring your little crew, or the Santa's deaths are all on you. If you don't come in through the door, then Santa's brains will paint the floor. See you at 11 p.m. Auntie Muriel's here. Stream it each year.
Alright.
12 fake Santas, can you save some? Alright, yes. I'll show the card to Shockwave and Bullet. What time is it now?
Be about 7.
It was tea time. Yeah. So, it looks like our Christmas friend is trying to take it out. Maybe some Father Christmas impersonators. Just bring your little crew or Santa's deaths are all on you. See you at 11 p.m. So we have an address at the back of this card.
You do, yes.
And it says see you at 11.
It does.
It doesn't say don't come before 11.
No, it doesn't.
So I think perhaps we should have a look at this address.
If you pull it up on your HUD, Stras, yep. You see, yeah, it's...
looks like some type of building yard or something.
Yeah, it looks like a large industrial unit. It looks pretty abandoned, though. So there's a single building with a large tarmac area around it. Must have been some sort of car park or bay or something, but it seems to be full of, you know, various bits of detritus, you know. Abandoned sofas, bags of rubbish, that sort of thing.
Yep. Okay. Right. Gentlemen, shall we go?
Yeah, I think we should be a bit smarter than last time and actually scope the place before we go rushing in.
What?
Of course, if you want to go rushing in.
Well, absolutely. It says see you at 11. That's in 4 hours' time. There's plenty of time to get there and check it out.
Where do we want to approach from? And whose car are we taking?
Right. Well, first of all, does anybody want to check any kit out from the stores?
Yeah. What was the glasses you were on about? The anti-flash glasses, weren't they?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to take a pair of those in case it throws one of them flash bombs at me again.
Yep. Take a pair of those.
I'm going to take a pair of the See in the Dark contact lenses.
Okay.
Just don't wear them if there's any flash action.
I've just covered my eyes. Right, okay, so I'm going to connect to the Echo DB and run 27 Braves Drive through it just in case, you know, there's any previous nefarious activity gone down there or anything of note.
Yeah, just roll me a programming.
Okay. Programming is 14. I got 10. Yep.
Yeah, well under. No, it appears to have been empty for about the last year, 18 months.
Yeah, it's just an empty building.
Yeah, housed various sort of businesses over the years.
Yeah, nothing of note.
Mostly sort of small workshop stuff, wood turners, right. Carpenters, that sort of thing.
Right, okay.
At one point it was it disposed of and reconditioned pallets.
Chaff splinters.
That's it now. Every warehouse, the abandoned warehouse, used to process pallets.
Right, so.
Anything else you want to check out while you're on the database?
Not particularly. So, 12 Santas. There's nothing in, the latest news reports about, missing shop Santas or anything like that.
Roll me another programming.
By two.
There's nothing in the news, but so far, but you can find 8 filed missing persons reports in the last 24 hours, and in the detail, You know, they were all last seen at their job as store Santas.
Yeah, okay. So, yes, guys, it does look like young Ronaldo has been rounding up store Santas for his little game. So we have innocent people at stake here.
Right.
Where's Bastion?
Yeah, she'll be with you.
Yeah. So, 27 Graves drop. Let's approach it from Frontage Road. This is like some woodland in between there and Braves Drive.
So yeah, it's actually, according to the map you've got, it's slightly north. So 27 Braves Drive is showing you an empty lot, isn't it? It's the lot north of it.
The one with the big warehouse in.
So there's a building tucked in the far top left corner.
Top right. Quite a big building. And woodland adjacent to that.
So there's woodland behind it, yeah.
Yeah, so to the west, Braves Drive, yeah, it's Frontage Road and the trailers and everything. So if we come in from there, go through the woodland, gives us some cover.
Yeah.
Let's try and scope out any activity.
It's about 8 by the time you've done your bit of digging and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you want to get there?
Well, we'll go ASAP.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd be there by about 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Is this AM or PM?
PM.
Right, okay.
It is probably pretty much dusk. If anyone wants to go mad and double check what time dusk is in Atlanta at the beginning of December.
It'll be dark. If you say it's dusk, it's dusk.
So should have just gone for England. So you want to circle around, come at it from the container yard behind it.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, you can pull up along there wherever you choose. You've got an Echo vehicle. You know, you're not gonna.
To the south of that container yard, there's a big car park.
There's a van rental as well, isn't there?
Oh, that's sort of to the north, isn't it? Yeah, that will park at the van rental place. Yeah.
Okay.
To the northwest, and then wander through the container park.
Fair enough. So yeah, you work your way through the trees. I mean, it's not really a wood, is it? It's more just a wooded area.
Depends if you're looking at it on 3D. 3D looks like jungle.
Does it? Fair enough. And as you work your way through it, it's because of where it is. You know, it's full of. It might look nice from a distance, but you know, the ground's littered with waste, bits of polythene and stuff that are blown in and being caught from these industrial units around it.
Yeah.
So you won't go there for a picnic.
Yeah. Industrial detritus.
Yeah, that's the one. So yeah, and eventually you start to see the back of the building through the trees. Just tell me what you're doing.
Are there any openings in the back of the building?
You would need to get closer for that. As soon as you spot it through the trees, any part of it, that is where you are now. So you're just seeing a few glimpses of it through the trees. Just in case you wanted to do anything before you got any closer. I was trying not to presume too much.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, unless the guys want to do anything, I'm heading up to that side that's against the trees.
See, how as you get closer, just roll me a spot. The trees go right up to the back of the buildings. It's obviously been allowed to overgrow. That's to roll me a spot. Roll me a perception.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
So you can see the there's various creepers and vines have taken root on the back. As far as you can see, there's no windows or doors in it, apart from like a lot of these large sort of industrial units where there's a workshop inside. Just below the eaves of the building at the top, there seems to be windows there at the very high up to let light into the main building without being in the way, for putting things against the walls and that sort of thing. It looks like it's a single-story building, but it stands about 2 stories high.
Yeah. Warehousey type.
Yeah, yeah. And then the roof on top might be another 6 foot or 8 foot.
Okay, gents. Shall I have a recce, see if I can see through the windows?
Yeah. I was going to climb up. I forgot you could fly.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, you fly up to the windows at the back.
Yep.
They're that reinforced glass, you know, the reinforced that's all beveled and all that, so it let light through, but you can't really see through it. All you can see inside is, you can't see any shapes. You might be able to see something if it was lit, but it appears to be dark. Just roll me a spot perception.
Yep. And I've got my dark vision lenses in.
Ah, right, okay. How they'd help with that sort of glass, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, but obviously, maybe as though I'm looking in daylight.
You think, as you're looking in, you, as I say, you can't really see much, and whatever you can see is distorted by that sort of crinkly glass.
Mm-hmm.
You think you might see some vague points of light sort of just below you to the right.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell whether it's just, you know, maybe street lights playing off the glass you're looking through. What did you beat your perception by?
By perception is 12.4.
You also think you might be hearing voices carried by the breeze over the roof. Yeah, you know, it's from the other side of the building.
Right, okay. As though there's people stationed outside. I will cautiously fly over the roof.
Your flight ability doesn't have any ostentatious...
No.
You don't have any stealth type abilities, do you?
No.
Just roll me a dex. So it's 6 plus a fifth of your dex.
So, fifth of... That's 4, 6, 10. Nope. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's you. Nope.
So how much did you fail it by?
2.
You sort of edge over, you know, along the roof of the building. You have to get right to the edge and look over eventually.
Right, okay.
And you see, stood outside what's probably a door, are two green frock-coated, yellow-legged, silly pointy-hatted people.
Seen
just
them before.
Just throw me another perception.
On it.
So yeah, you recognise the uniform. They're both sat on the ground. They're not sort of stood to attention, exchanging a few words.
Right, okay, I'll move away so I'm out of sight of the edge. But I'll try and get, you know, as close to them without being able to be seen, so I can just see if I can hear anything what is said.
All right, okay, roll this another perception.
No. It's too windy. So,
yeah, you can hear their words, but you do catch the odd word, but you can't hear enough to quite tell what they're talking about. And it's very, all you can tell is it's very stilted, and it's like brief bursts of conversation, quite short conversation, and then quite long periods of silence.
Right, okay. Right, but so that was two people. Right, I'll head back over to the rest of the guys.
How can you give us an idea of scale? How long is this sort of yard?
The yard itself, the building's about 35 meters square.
Sorry, what's that? What's that in hexes?
About 17 hexes square.
Right, 17 on a side.
And then the yard around it is about twice as wide, and then about three times as long. And then there's another unit below it, which is full of what looks like fencing and stuff.
Shall I sort of make my way through the wood, you know, to the south, see if I can see any other clown, any other elves rather. Elves. See if they're any more further down. I can probably teleport through the woods whilst, you know, remaining unseen and just sort of peer out to see if I can see any other movement or any other voices. So I'm just thinking it might be, you know, I might be able to do that. I can actually do that within the trees without having to. The Stratus is flying. You're presumably going to do it potentially within, you know, and be seen, whereas I can sort of pop along the tree, well, within the woods, pop along within the woods and see if there's anyone else further down.
Oh, right, so you're trying to scope out the sides of the building from the tree line.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah.
I'm also thinking maybe I can, you know, distract them by dropping something from on high into one of these piles of containers or whatever, and you know, create a bit of a racket and see if they're distracted by it. I don't know if that's worth a try, a sort of diversion, and then perhaps we can, you know, get a peek in through the entrance without. I don't know if that's a good idea. But we can make a noise down south.
And, yeah,
draw them away.
It's worth a some type of diversion tactic. It's definitely worth a try.
Are we going to do it now or closer to 11?
I'm thinking now because.
Why let them get prepared?
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of stealth ability?
No, but I do have safe blind teleport. So
you're going to teleport.
So I can visualise sort of, you know, 100 feet south in the woods.
Okay.
And up here.
So yeah, you pop 100 feet down the tree line. Just roll me a perception.
Yep. I made the perception by 5.
You're looking across this, all this open pitted tarmac area. It's obviously poorly maintained. To say, you know, it's full of detritus where people have obviously just, you know, found the lots empty and started dumping rubbish in it. The side of the building you can see, it appears to be some sort of brick or breeze block type, you know, structure, which you'd seen from the back, to be fair.
Cinder blocks.
Yeah, cinder blocks. Yeah, sorry. you can see that there's, you know, just below the eaves of the building, obviously some sort of windows. You don't see anybody there, though, and you don't see any entrances.
No entrances on the south side?
No.
Okay. I'll whisper that back via the radio. Okay. We should probably find the entrance before we try a diversion. I'm just wondering why they'd be at the back of the building. Maybe they're just hanging around before they get there.
You reckon they would be at the front of the building, not the back of the building. You're at the back of the building.
Yeah, the two guys guarding the door are at the front.
Yeah, and I was heading... Oh, I see. Sorry, so they're to the north.
Yeah, you would reckon the front of the building would...
Do we have a map of this in Roll 20? Which would, instead of just guessing.
Sorry, you know, I thought they were in on the side of the yard from the, you know, when you were describing.
So from what you can work out, the wall to the south is just a wall. It has just that high window to let light in. The back, so the west is, you know, there's a lot of creepers and stuff started to grow and take hold. The east is where Stratus looked over.
Right.
Because he flew over the top of the building, remember? And sorry, I didn't make that clear. I'm still doing too much in my head. The side of the building facing Brave Strip Drive appears to be the front.
Okay. In that case, it's good to find out if anyone is, you know, in the sort of to the south where the yard, you know, in the yard. I don't sense anyone there. In that case, I'll do the same to the north.
So yeah, you teleport up to the north. So that puts you quite close to the main road.
Yeah.
Again, just roll me a perception.
Yes, maybe by 3.
So yeah, you can see to sort of the north side of it, there's almost like a lean-to next to it. It's just a small roof with a couple of supporting poles. Sort of places where one of these large places would put their huge, great industrial bins. And there is a bin there, in fact, one of those great big green dumpster things. And the lid's up.
And there is an elf.
No, the lid's... There's a huge green bin with its lid up.
And the lid's up. Can't see anyone around?
No, can't see anyone around at all.
Okay, I'm going to teleport to the side of the bin. The side nearest the woods. can't see any windows on this side, or...?
No, no windows, apart from, again, that window right at the top, which is probably 4 or 5 feet high, but it's just that reinforced sort of pebble-type glass.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to teleport to the side of the bin nearest the woods. Very carefully, have a look inside the bin.
So it's pretty dark.
Well, very, you had dark vision.
Well, that's the trade-off we take.
So yeah, you let your eyes just to the light a little bit. You can see, yeah, it looks like there's rubbish in there. Quite a few large, slim boxes. Sorry, how much did you make your perception by?
I made it by 3. I haven't rolled since I've had a
push. Yeah, just roll me for the bin, unless you're going to go and find some form of light.
I have got a torch. but I'm not trying to talk, so if I can see anything. No, I can't see a thing.
It's a giant bee.
All you can see is it's clear there's some quite large, squarish but slim cardboard boxes in there. And there's some other stuff. You think you can see glints off of maybe something, sort of metallic paper or something along those lines, but it's just too gloomy to tell.
My pencil. Cool. I'm going to pop back to the guys and just explain what I've seen. So far, it looks as though there are any elves on the Braves Drive side. Is that right?
Yeah, that's all anyone's seen so far, if you're asking me.
Yeah.
Two, to be precise, is how many you've seen.
Okay. Do you want to scout around the rest of the building?
Yeah. We need to scout all the way around it, don't we? See if we can find a way in. Unless you just teleport in.
Yeah, but if I teleport in, I don't know what I'm going to... don't know what I'm going to find. I mean, I can actually teleport someone with me.
Oh, do that then. Take me in. I'll stealth once I'm inside.
Have you got stealth?
Yeah. I'm a ninja. What do you mean, have I got stealth? I'm a ninja.
Sorry, I forget. You're so mysterious.
Ninja? Is that what you are?
Yeah, ninja.
So that might be an idea. I mean, do you think you'd be able to sneak around and scope out the...
Yes. I'm a ninja. Trained to do.
Okay. Well, I can get you into this near corner if you want.
Take me in.
Hang on. Let's take it. We're not just teleport in. Let's see if we can find like a window to an office or something. Teleport into the office.
Well, that's cool because you can sort of relay back to us, I guess, using your ninja subfocal technique. I mean, the question is, you know, you're probably going to have radio silence if you're in there, so. We won't know what you're seeing. I won't be able to teleport you out.
Oh well.
Are you happy to try that?
Yeah, I want to get this bastard.
Yeah.
What do you think, Stratus?
Oh yeah, Stratus, you're the leader.
Well, we either get Bullet to teleport you in, or you shockwave your way in, but you know, we try to limit damage to a public property, don't we?
Well, I'm thinking more about the element of surprise, you know.
Well, I think shockwaving in would be quite surprising.
Mm-hmm. What, through the roof?
Yeah.
And you two what, come in from...
Teleport.
Okay. I've got personal immunity, so when I hit the roof, I'm not going to get hurt.
That's personal immunity to your shock blast. It's not personal immunity to anything you hit.
Yeah.
If you want to make an entrance, I can teleport you in, teleport out. You can jump around as much as you like inside, and then I can teleport Stratus in with myself and leave Bastion, presuming Bastion came with us.
Yes, you'd have to. It's an operation.
You know, we can leave her here to respond to radio.
Yeah. So, why don't you take me in? I'll wait. And then you bring Stratus in, and then...
Why don't you two go in, and then I'll find my own way in.
All right. That's it.
So where are you going in?
Don't know.
On map.
I'm thinking northwest.
I'm going in here.
Yeah, just tell me in regard in compass points, because my map isn't at the same orientation as the image in Google Maps.
Right. Well, you know where the bin is?
Yeah.
The sort of corner nearest the bin and the woodland.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Good. But actually within the main building.
You don't have to roll for your teleport, do you? Unless it's an offensive thing, isn't it? Because you've got safe, you don't have to piddle around at all, do you?
No, that's why it's great.
Can you both roll me surprise?
Surprise!
So I'm going to go for perception. I don't know if there's a proper surprise function here.
Seven,
okay. Strauss?
I beat it by four.
Interesting. You pop into a room, it's lit. You go from pitch black, well, not pitch black, it's been dark, to bright.
So I've got the anti-flash glasses on.
Yeah, they do react, to be fair. They do react, and you're not blinded. You're not really blinded, Bullet. It just for a second, you know, while your eyes adjust, it's just a bit.
Just as well, because I'm wearing them as well.
You appear in a room, it's about 12, 13 foot across, about 18 feet long. There's a door to your left. In front of you, against the back wall, are about a dozen chairs. Strapped to those chairs, bound and gagged, are 12 Santas. Stood in front of them, far less surprised than you are, is that Santa with that strange, sort of slightly disturbing mask that he has that should look really jolly, but there's something about it that just looks a bit creepy. Next to him is a huge, great green drum, an oil drum. On it is a box about, it's maybe about 6 inches square, next to the drum, on top of the drum, next to a small hole, well, small hole, big enough hole for it to go through, and he just puts his finger next to it, in that little flicking gesture, raises his gas mask to his face, and goes, play the game, or they die.
Teleports is out.
Three, two, one.
Play the game.
Out, through the front door. Have you teleported out?
Yeah, I'll take it both now.
Wow, they almost died instantly.
Was there a detonator on the top?
You popped it was gonna in, it obviously caught you off guard, not knowing what you were going to see in there. But his reactions were faster than yours, Bullet. He saw you and reacted almost instantly. And he went to push or flick in this box of something that was next to a hole in the top of the drum.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I could certainly move that.
You could. If that's the catalyst, you know, the agent that makes it react.
So I was a bit slow on the update then, because I was just thinking, it's a big drum. I can't possibly move it. So, okay, fair enough. I wasn't surprised, but I was slower than him. So he's saying through the front door.
That's what he said before you bopped out again. You obviously rattled him though, because you noticed he dropped his Santa act.
Play the game. It's come back in at 11 o'clock. Okay. Radio Stratus. Stratus, we're out the side of the
front. Well, we're back with Stratus.
Right. So you know where this drum is now.
Yeah.
Do you think you could pop in, get the catalyst, pop out? Well, or pop the catalyst out?
It's a chance, but it's fast. I could probably get it off, but if I fail, then those people are dead.
Yeah, you reckon he's at least as fast as you.
So, how about we start playing the game and then...
And then when his attention's elsewhere.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea.
Because all we have to do is me and Shockwave appear to be playing the game, and you could hopefully neutralise the threat.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Or if we took Bastion in, she could put a force field around it.
Again, it's all down to speed.
However, yeah, that's a good point.
But actually, yes, she could force field it. Or bullet could teleport it. Yeah.
And then she could force field it.
Belt and braces.
What does that mean?
Wearing a belt and wearing braces. Stops trousers falling down.
Well, he's gonna be keyed up by now, isn't he? So,
yeah.
You know,
give him an hour.
What do you think, Bastion? I've seen your powers in action. Pretty impressive. How quickly can you?
I can't form things in that way. That's more sort of what Bullet does. I can put up barriers, but I can't encompass things, if you see what I mean. I couldn't cause a dome over something, for instance.
Well, that's fine, but say we went in there, you put a barrier between him and the agent, and then, and then simultaneously I attempted to teleport the agent away. That might give us the time, possibly, to have another try, get rid of the agent.
Yes, I could try that.
Or the game might be really easy, we're no slouchers.
I'd rather not play his mad game and neutralise the threat and save the people.
Okay. I can't put those lives at risk.
We're putting them at risk by not doing anything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's go!
Right. I think we need to play the game.
Yeah. Looks that way. I'm just wondering how Santa's going to, or Ronaldo is going to adjudicate the game, and...
Does it mean us getting hurt?
Oh, well, I'm sure, but I'm just thinking how can he hold that threat over the Santas and adjudicate the game? Because you can't...
Do we call for backup? Because it was such a big thing that they found that Ebola in the toys, that if they know he's in there, then they might send some backup. We've still got to go in.
Yeah, they might say we can't go in. Might say, oh, we're gonna negotiate or take over.
Or do we, us three walk in, and then we get Bastion to call backup?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because we don't want him jetpacking off again. They could have a helicopter or something, a gunship or something.
That's a good idea.
We'll put that to Bastion, our leader, when he comes back.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, to have some sort of aerial presence.
We can't get out here. Like, he might hear the helicopter. And they got jetpacks or something. Can't remember what it was. Always...
I think they only fly for 20 seconds.
Steam powered.
So what's the plan?
Right.
Sorry.
Leader back.
Not yet. Been back for ages.
Right.
Oh, have you?
It's okay.
Did you hear our plan? So we think we should go in at 11 and play the game, but at the same time call for backup.
That's
Make
good.
Some aerial backup, so if he decides to jetpack off, shoot him out of the sky or try to.
Okay.
Can Shockwave and Bullet just make me another perception?
Yeah,
Bullet made his by lows, I'm guessing. You did notice that Santa did not have that big rocket strapped to his back.
Okay, so just to recapitulate, there was a drum, basically an oil drum, that's probably masses more than two people.
You bopped him from the side of the bin, so you were stood with your backs to the outer wall, effectively.
Yeah.
The room on the wall on the other facing you, who've got these Santas, who obviously, store Santas that he's abducted, were gagged and bound and on chairs. And then in the centre of the room was this huge oil drum with some sort of box of some sort of catalyst that he got ready just to knock into the drum through a hole in it. And he had a gas mask that, in one hand.
Right.
Actually, sorry, you made your perception by a lot, didn't you? There were 11 Santas, not 12.
So he's waiting for a Santa.
No, he is a Santa.
Okay. Oh, 12 Santas, of course. Yeah, sorry.
Could be. I'm just surmising it.
It says 12 no, fake right. Santas.
Yeah, he's a fake Santa.
Yeah, but does he believe he's a fake Santa?
Then I'll ask him.
Okay, so... if we're involved in the game, which, you know, feeling sorry for him, having devised this game, we feel that we need to play it, you know, because otherwise it would be a dreadful waste of time. But for him, aka R, no,
honestly, can't play the game that way. Yeah, put some effort into this, but you've got to do what you think your character's personas would do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because, yeah, if you bypass hours of work for me, then, well, it's just one of those things. I can always probably reuse it anyway. It's hard not to railroad players, and this is a little bit of a railroad, as blatantly obvious, but you find a different way around it. Use it.
No, I'm messing about. Douglas tries to avoid loss of life, so it's a bit of a risk. Big risk. It's not a risk to him, but it's a risk to everyone else, you know. So risk to the Santas, so he couldn't take that risk.
Whereas Carl likes taking risk.
Yeah.
Eh?
Carl likes taking risk and he's an adrenaline junkie and likes to go in there. That's why he's saying, come on, let's do it, let's go.
So is Carl just an adrenaline junkie taking risks with himself? Or is he a gambler just in general? And I don't mean necessarily mean gambler, money gambler. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, it is like weighing up that, yeah, there's 12 innocent lives at stake here, but I'm erring on the, like, we've got to save them ASAP side rather than, yes, let's be strategic about this. You know, it's a bit more hot-headed.
And what about Shockwave? What's Shockwave's take on this?
I think I tried to suss it out a bit, but at the moment I'm thinking we need to play the game. Obviously he's just going to ignite that and they'll be dead, so I'm going to play it on the safe side at the moment.
Carl believes that we would be able to go in and everything would work perfectly to plan. He's a youngster.
He's not gambling with our lives. He's a sort of reckless belief in our ability to succeed every time.
Yeah, I'm immortal, everyone else is immortal, everything's fine.
That's really good. I like that. So, what are you doing?
Let's go!
I'm thinking hope and be distracted by the game, and then we can try to get rid of the agent. So, we need to decide, you know, what we're going to do. I mean, are we saying if at any point there's an opportunity, I try to teleport the agent away?
At any point where we could neutralise the risk, go for it.
Okay.
But if you want to wait and so we can play the game so that we can make that work to our advantage, let's do that then. But I agree, we should call in for maybe air support just in case he does have one of those rockets elsewhere in the warehouse. Scramble a MiG or something, whatever it is.
It's an F-15 or something.
Yeah.
I think you have to call them in. I don't know if they circle around, but anyways, it's something for Echo Ops to worry about.
So you call in. Yeah. Just Stratus.
But when we've gone in.
Hang on, let's leave it, because they might stop us going in.
Yeah, sorry, you've gone away. We speculated that if we call in now, the FBI are involved, they're going to put the hold on the whole operation, want to negotiate and stuff, so we thought maybe, you know, we get Bastion to radio in when we're already in the building.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe we should get Bastion to seal us in there.
The only girl in the team, and you've made her the secretary.
You know, we can't ask her to take part in the game if...
And I do happen to be parched. So she could make us a cup of tea while she's waiting.
What is this, the 1970s?
1870s.
Hot crumpets on the side.
So are you toughing it out till 11, which means you've got to kill a couple of hours, or are you just going now?
Well, it's only 11, didn't it?
You just said play the game. Let's go to the front door and say we're ready to play.
Maybe we should kind of try to disarm him by writing letters asking for a list of gifts or something.
Or ask if we can sit on his knee.
Yeah, he might get surprised.
I'm not sitting on his knee.
You could sit on Annie.
Well, if you get one of those Santa gowns, I might do.
So you're heading to the front door, are you?
Yeah.
You skirt the building using whatever method of transport you'll decide. Feet, teleport, fly, whatever.
Yep.
And yeah, as you come around the front, you see now stood up are two elves in those silly frock coats, yellow leggings, pointy hats, little shoes with bells on the ends.
Candy canes?
No, they don't have any candy canes.
Oh.
No other items that we can see.
Just roll me a perception. But definitely no candy canes, they were quite obvious, those things.
Just made it.
Not that you can see, no. Not that you can see anyway, Bullet.
I don't know if anyone else can see.
We're all looking.
Well, if you want to look, make a roll.
I was asking if there was candy canes. I made it by three.
So yeah, Stratus. You noticed that... certainly the one nearest your end of the building has got an earpiece in. It's not a very subtle earpiece, not like the earpieces you wear. Which may account for why they seem a bit more alert than when you spotted them. They both turn to look at you as you walk around the corner. Just all roll me another perception as you come up to the door. It's not very well lit out here at all.
Yep.
Nine,
six.
On it.
As you get up to them, Stratus, and one of them sort of goes to speak, you notice that although, you know, his get-up is sort of nice and shiny, you know, his face, he's got, like, dirt ingrained, you know, in his neck and on his face. You know, he's unkempt. He's got, you know, quite a scraggly beard. His eyes are bloodshot. And you think, guys, he smells a bit of beer as well. Do you know what I mean? He reeks of booze.
Look a bit like a hobo that's been put in an elf costume.
Yeah, he does look a bit like a hobo who's been put in an elf costume. And you notice that the other one has sort of quite a glazed expression.
Right. Like a junkie that's been put in an elf costume.
And yeah, he just looks at you and goes, Santa says you can go in.
He's not Santa, you know. He doesn't exist. I'll walk by.
As long as he gives me what I want, he's Santa to me.
It's like that, is it?
You guys work here then?
What? Here? Nah, I don't work here, man. This place has been closed for years.
But why are you wearing this get up?
Oh, dude inside. So he reaches into like a concealed pocket, pulls out a wad of $50 notes, waves it, puts it back in. As soon as you're through that door, I'm straight down the liquor store, mate.
Oh, excellent. So we know you won't be guarding the exit. Thank you very much.
He didn't say nothing about guarding. He said, see you in. Here's your dosh. I'll find you and kill you if you don't wait until they've gone in. I'm done here. As soon as that door's closed. Because I've seen some loonies on the street. And he put all of them to shame. Anyway, in you go.
Do you get to keep the outfit?
I'd never thought of that. Trousers might be alright.
Anyway.
The other one just seems to be staring into space. Bullet, he's got that sort of faraway stare of a drug addict who's deep into the throes of it.
Well, if you do leave as soon as we enter, I would try and keep low. I'm sure it'll try and hunt you down if we don't get him incarcerated.
Do you reckon? Oh man, never thought of that. Looks at the other guy. He's still staring into that 1,000-mile stare. Because you think of that. Nudge, no response. Oh shit. And he just leans against the wall, slides down it looking despondent.
Well, he can always help us.
He's obviously lost in his own despair now. He's just...
Well, as long as you don't get in our way, gentlemen.
Yeah, you get no response from either of them. One guy's zoned out, the other guy's... They're thinking, oh, shit, you know. Maybe he'll just offer me and get his money back. In fact, as you're about to enter, spend it now, drink it quick. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him. And he leaps up and sprints off into the darkness. And that's where we'll leave it for this episode. Thank you for listening to Chimpions episode 4. If you enjoyed what you heard, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. Also, you can find us on Twitter at ChimpionsRPG, or you can contact us at mark@chimpions.co.uk.